Welcome back to AM 1330, FM 94.1 WREM. It's our Monmouth McDonald's Coach's Corner. It's Friday morning, so we're speaking with United Red Storm baseball coach Ryan Mollick. Coach, how are you doing this morning?
Good, Sean. How are you?
Doing good. You got to be doing good. You're coming off a 17-5 win over a pretty decent Knoxville team on Monday night. Wow, kids getting it.
Yeah, the bats came out on that day, and, you know, we put the ball in play, and our kids did a great job.
Just kind of take us through the details. 17 runs.
Well, we got out of the gate and we scored a couple runs early, and Knoxville, you know, came back, and I think really the turning point in the game was it was 3-2, and we were able to pile some runs on, you know, to make it it was like 5 or 6-2, and they had three runners on base, and we were able just to grind and get outs and get out of the inning with the lead. So I think our kids really learned a valuable lesson about baseball there, where, you know, the most important thing really is to get outs. And through, over the last week, we've been playing pretty well. I think the common denominator in all those is, yeah, it's definitely nice to score runs. You can't win if you don't score runs. Hunter Butler hit a grand slam. Adam Johnson hit two triples. I mean, we were swinging the bats, but the common denominator has been solid defense. So I think we're really starting to click and learn some important lessons.
Yeah, looking at Hunter. Of course, I get Hunter in the summertime, and what a good kid, what a good ball player. I can't imagine how excited Hunter was after the granny.
Yeah, he was pumped up running around the bases, so that was fun to see.
And Adam Johnson had the leadoff spot, legging out a couple triples, which isn't easy to do.
No. He put them both in the gap and put his head down and ran. And, you know, it sounds simple, but a lot of kids neglect to do that. But he was running hard, you know, right out of the box, and he ended up with two triples.
Sometimes it's the simplest things at the high school level that get lost, the very simplest things.
Right.
Last Friday, you got a chance to play Nazareth Academy. Of course, your dad's pitching coach with Nazareth. What a fun night that had to have been. Lost 10-0, which ain't bad, because that's a really, really solid baseball program. So 10-0, not bad. Just kind of take us through that one a little bit.
Well, you know, I think we only had 4 or 5 hits. But again, you know, defensively, we were pretty sharp. And we were one pitch away maybe from getting out of a couple innings. I think Cal probably walked more guys than he would have liked. But we really didn't play poorly. You know, it's a step up in competition for us, but I think even with the score, you know, I think our kids really saw that, you know, the margin in baseball is small. You know, ball bounces one way or the other, or we walk one less guy. I mean, that's a game that we're in, or at least playing 7 innings, you know, and, you know, despite the loss, I really think it kind of gave our kids a little confidence.
Yeah, looking ahead, you got the Rova doubleheader. It's tonight. It was scheduled for tomorrow on Saturday, but, of course, the weather looks absolutely terrible on Saturday. So it's been bumped up to tonight, doubleheader, against Rova Williamsfield. What's going to be the details on that one?
Yeah, we're supposed to play Rova Williamsfield on Saturday, and it was actually going to begin at 9 a.m., but weather-wise, it looks like we're going to have a better chance to play if we play on Friday. I guess they're expecting close to an inch of rain on Saturday. So, obviously, those would be less than ideal conditions. It's supposed to rain a little bit in the morning tomorrow, but hopefully we got a window there where we can get 2 games in. We're going to start a little earlier than we normally would. We're going to start at 4 o'clock. So hopefully we're able to get both games in spite of the weather.
Now, is that going to be 2 5s or 2 7s, or how's that going to work?
As far as I know, 2 7s.
Okay.
I wouldn't be opposed to playing 5 if we're on the right end, though.
Absolutely. Well, you know, with these new pitch counts, I know there was a couple times last year where there was 2 5 inning games instead of 2 7s. But with the new pitching rules, I'm sure the other teams in the conference are like, oh, no, that, you know, team's got to play 7 innings. So that puts
right.
A whole new spin on it.
Right. Yeah. I think everybody's adapting to the rules. And, you know, we're enough through the season where, you know, I feel like everybody's kind of gotten into a rhythm. And, again, everybody plays by the same rules. So
you got 4 conference games before we talk to you next Friday. Of course, a doubleheader against Rova Williamsfield tonight and then Princeville next Tuesday and Thursday. Senior night on Thursday. I can't believe we're talking about senior night things already, but it's on us, senior night.
Yeah, the season goes by fast. You know, I feel like I tell the kids every year that if you ask the seniors, you know, high school baseball is done in a blink of an eye. But you know, you really don't realize it until you're in the trenches during the season. But you know, it went by fast, and this is the first group that I actually had the privilege of having as freshmen. So it'll be bittersweet to see them through in their final home game.
Yeah, you've won. We talked about off the air. Winners of four out of your last five. What's the kids doing?
Playing solid defense and putting the ball in play, you know, I think that's the name of the game, especially from, you know, with the seniors. Cal does a great job behind the plate, and he pitches when we ask him to, and you know, Hunter has been playing really solid right field for us this year, and you know, we got a couple reserves. Andy Frakes is probably our best, our top pinch hitter off the bench, and he, you know, gets put into some situations where we look for him to produce. And Kenneth Bridges, you know, gets at bats when he can, and he tries to make the most of them. So just good team guys, good teammates, and you know, hopefully, you know, the season, in the grand scheme of things, the season's far from over. You know, I still think we got 14 games left. So hopefully, you know, better things are to come here in the end of the second half of the season.
Yeah, getting on a roll, and you get to host regionals. Of course, I think you're playing it out at Monmouth College, so that'll be nice hosting as well as playing on a little bit of a roll.
Yeah, and regional seating stuff is due on Monday. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see who's in our regional and who we have the privilege of playing. But, you know, we're not looking that far ahead, though. You know, we're just looking at these two games in front of us, and we're going to do the best we can on Friday or tonight.
Sounds good. Coach, stay on a roll. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Coach.
Head Coach Ryan Mulick with the United Red Storm baseball program right here on your Monmouth McDonald's Coach's Corner. We'll be back.